UFO Party and X-Files podcast. I'm Julia.
I'm Erin.
And today we are going over season 8, episode 14. This is not happening. As in,
this is not
our technology
happening.
Is not happening, but it's working now. So yay.
Yes, for now.
Perfect. This episode was fun.
This was such a weird episode. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
I didn't realize that this is the episode we were going to get Monica in.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
really remember what the, like, description for this was, but I feel like...
like,
it
I thought it would have hinted
expecting.
At it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if for some reason this is your first time watching X-Files, she becomes, like, part of the team. And she's, like, also in all the new stuff, too. And I know you haven't watched that, but, like, she's a big part in it. And I figured they would have said something.
I mean, who knows, though? Because, like, I feel like with X-Files, sometimes they don't even have a plan. So they might have just been like, let's see if this works, maybe. And, like, you know, if it doesn't work, then she was just a one-time guest. And we don't need to talk to her. She'll just disappear.
Yeah, that's
but
fair. She'll
it, like,
just disappear.
I think was received pretty well, and then they were like, "Oh shit, okay, maybe we can do something with this."
Damn, scrap that abduction scene.
Yeah, they're like, actually, can we just switch gears really quick? I have an idea.
Yeah, no, I really like this one.
Yeah, no, great episode. Honestly, there was we'll get more into it as the episode goes on, but there were some scenes at the end where I was just like, oh, this is like just another cop show though. Like,
yeah,
it was very actiony. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't get that a lot, but that's all right. Not since, you know, X-Files cops, X-Cops, whatever they wanted to call it.
Well, the like, raid scenes, I was like, this is like kind of crazy.
Yeah it reminded me of like Waco stuff, but I mean,
yeah,
you put FBI and occult, then it's like Waco stuff,
of course.
I think I manifested my period because my cramps just hit and it hurts so badly. Hell
oh,
yeah,
so good.
Fucking
this is gonna be
witch.
I think our best episode yet. I just feel it. Everything is going really well. Probably be the best episode.
Hell yeah. All right. Let's
get into it, because we're suffering. What else is new?
It's also a doozy of an episode. There's a lot that goes on.
Yeah, dude, for real. So we start off in Helena, Montana. Beautiful. Hey. Helena, Montana. Actually, it probably is really beautiful. And we see this.
I just can't not think of Helena by MCR,
because
I'm a loser, but cool.
We have this kid that is basically like chasing a UFO or like a light in the sky, and he is trying to snap pictures of it with his like disposable camera out the sunroof while he's driving. So he's just like kind of blindly aiming at something and hoping it works.
Recipe for fucking disaster in like 15
also, like,
different ways.
Yeah, I'm like, those pictures are not going to come out, my guy. Like, that disposable camera does not have sport mode. You can't do that.
Sport mode? What? They're like fucking Crocs.
They are like Crocs.
Oh my god.
Sorry, that just reminded me. Me and my sister have been watching a lot of Teen Mom Reunion lately.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's really good. But I think it's Teen Mom that keeps it. They keep doing, like, the edits like we used to do when we were, like, on MySpace, where it'd be, like, everything would be black and white, but, like, one color would be, like, pop, you know? Remember those?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where it would be, like,
ew.
There's like three yellow things in the picture, so it like only has those spots.
Oh my god.
They keep doing that in Teen Mom, and it really gets me. that's all. That's what I wanted to say. But, okay. This guy is driving down the highway on sport mode and trying to capture the worst possible picture you could ever get of a UFO. However, he just uses all his camera a little too quickly, a little trigger happy there, and the spaceship literally like basically lands on his lap and is like, hello. And he doesn't get a picture of that because he already took a million shitty pictures of him flying down the highway. So
freaking ding dong.
So he has to just watch this with no proof that it's actually happening. And what he sees is basically like UFO beam down. They drop for a second in this field and then just disappear and like quietly go back up. And in its place, there is a man, a woman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's on the ground.
On the ground in like the weeds, basically, like in the field.
She's also naked and like very fucking destroyed.
We're hitting those at the same exact note. That's great. I love that. That's pretty much like the intro though, right?
I mean, we get our first like, this is not happening, because he like finds her and then he's just screaming into like, you know, the black abyss that this is not happening. Does he say again, or he just says this is not happening?
I think it's just once, but maybe he screams it then. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
TBH, but.
Also, apparently we were supposed to know this guy.
Are we supposed to know that? Yeah, we are supposed to know this guy.
We're supposed to know a lot of people in this episode. And I only remember the woman.
Yeah. Well, I have the memory of a goldfish, so I don't remember this kid. I don't. Probably met him for 2 seconds. five seasons ago, you know. But we find, so the lady is Teresa Hosey, who was abducted like the day before Mulder was abducted. So she's now back here, but like on the verge of death.
Because that's who they were all investigating when Mulder got abducted, right?
Yeah.
But what Doggett and Skinner call Scully into the office, because they're like, you need to, like, be here for this.
So, I don't know, like, imagine someone telling you bad news in, like, the worst possible way. They are being so fucking weird and, like... Mm-hmm. It's like when someone's like, oh, I have to tell you something. And you're like, okay, what is it? And you're like, oh, I'll tell you later. Like, no, you won't. You'll tell me right fucking now.
Yeah.
Poor Scully.
We need to talk.
Yeah, literally. Like, Doggett's like, we got to talk. And she's like, okay. She goes all the way there to meet with him. And he's like, I've arranged for Skinner to talk to you. Like, we're going to have him talk. Okay. Skinner's like, comes out, has a weird reaction, and then still won't tell Scully that, like, what's going on. And she's like, can I know what's going on? He's like, let's go in the office and chat. Like, just fucking tell me. What the hell?
Right.
They then, like, after making this whole big deal, they basically explain, you know, what happened, that this kid Richie has claim to see a UFO.
Yeah, because that's when Montana. She's like, okay.
So every case that we've ever investigated.
But Skinner's like, you and Mulder met with him like last year.
Yeah.
I know a lot has happened since then. You've been pregnant for a whole year at your first trimester, but y'all met. Because guess who he found? Another person you met. AKA Teresa, AKA someone that is in the same time zone as Mulder. So she just got returned. Let's see what happens.
They still just didn't need to be so dramatic about the way that they told her.
Agreed.
they Agreed. Could have just been like, hey, we have like a possible lead on where Mulder is, so buckle up. I don't know. This is the worst way that you could tell anyone anything. I was getting very mad. Really is. I was mad for her. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. Tell me right now. Really, they're going on basically nothing. This is such a like minuscule thing. Like, they've had other leads and they didn't like really lead to anything, to finding out about Mulder, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like they're so dramatic about this one for really no reason. But they go out there and they interrogate Richie, who basically is he from Oregon?
Originally? I think so. Because he's definitely not from Montana.
Either way, whatever. He's there because his friend Gary was abducted just before Mulder, and he has been trying to figure out what happened to him and how to like help him this whole time. So he came here and they're like, oh, like you just knew what like was going on. He's like, no, I watched the news, and it like basically he's like networking with all of these other UFO people, right?
Yeah.
But so he like knew what he was looking for that night when he saw the UFO, but he's only there because he wants to find his friend. Doggett is basically just like another kid that thinks he saw a UFO, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's pretty like, okay, I don't believe you. Like, you have no proof.
Yeah, they're not...
You are a child. You were already out hoping that you would see a UFO, so... Like, that doesn't make you the most credible person.
Is he supposed to be a kid? Because he looks old as fuck for, like, a teen.
He's a 32-year-old child, I think.
Oh, perfect.
No, I think he's... I have no fucking clue. I have no clue.
Doesn't he look like he'd be in, like, his 30s or 40s?
Yeah. Like, maybe.
I want to Not, see like, his... 90s, early 2000s, 30s and 40s. Like, today, 2000. Today, 30s and 40s. Which I guess means he's a baby back then.
Yeah. That's just what they looked like, actually. I really have no idea how old he's supposed to be in this, but... How old? Whatever. I'm not doing that math. It doesn't seem like this guy went on to do too much more after playing the role of Richie.
That's his breakout role and then his dying role.
Yeah. Well, actually, it kind of just seems like he stopped acting and became an author. So that's cool. But
okay.
The wiki is very short.
Yeah.
Doggett is like, there's no way that this was an alien because there is size 9.5 Nike footprints in the dirt. So
yeah, because Doggett has really this really funny line where he's like, I mean, you ever seen an alien wearing Nikes? Because I don't think they do. We don't even know if they have feet.
Yep.
I love Doggett. I don't know. I have a soft spot for him.
I think he's annoying. I don't know.
That's okay.
He's just such a, like, I don't know. He's such a cop. I feel like...
Yeah. I feel like he's the only person we agree on is Scully. And maybe Lone Gunman. And our hatred for Cigarette Smoking Man.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's okay. It makes us dynamic.
So yeah, Doggett doesn't believe Richie. However, while they're interrogating Richie, and he's literally like, I didn't do anything. Like, they go to the doctor who let them in, let them see Teresa, and he goes up to like the nurse's station. He's like, very clearly alien bounty hunter, I think, but he's like, we need to transfer this client, this patient who is in critical condition, immediately. It should
to let's a different discharge. Hospital.
Yeah, let's go bring her to a new hospital. I mean,
let's not check for any ID. Let's not check for any proof that you're a doctor. Literally nothing.
No. Yep, and they're just like, okay, perfect.
You go got ahead. It, bud. That made me so mad.
Yeah, when Doggett finds out about their only lead going missing, and also like someone who is literally on her deathbed currently being taken out of the hospital and who knows where, yeah. Back to whatever, like, now I bet they're like, yeah, this is probably actually a cult that's doing this, and they just kidnapped her.
Yeah, because I mean, I feel like Doggett's getting really frustrated because he's also like doing this for Scully.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but like, he should just be doing it because it's also his job.
Yeah, so... I mean, he is, but I think he's putting it at like a higher priority because he knows that finding any information about Mulder would be really important to Scully. And I think they're still trying to like solidify their partnership, I guess, a little bit more.
I mean, I think that if that's what he believed at first, that he was just like going to help her, this is definitely where it would have changed, because now it's like, now we have a missing person. So something fucking horrible happened here and we don't know what it is. So I feel like even if maybe he didn't take it seriously at first, now he's like, this is really intense.
Because he's the one that introduced Monica, which apparently they work together on cases, but supposedly. He's like, she's an FBI agent. What did he say? She specializes in like religious groups.
Yeah. I forget exactly how he worded it. Like,
ritualistic crime. Oh, that's what they said. So I guess religions and like cults and crimes that, you know, go along with those, anything that has a ritual. Ooh. And she's like spiritual, right? Like,
yeah, she's a little woo-woo.
Yeah, the woo-woo FBI.
Especially like 90s woo-woo, so it's like different, you know, but yeah, she's a little feeling energies and vibes more than your normal FBI agent, I think.
Yeah.
She's like Mulder. She's Mulder's counterpart.
Yeah, but she would wear like those flowy elephant pants nowadays.
Yes. Which, you know what? I don't blame her. They're fucking comfy. So. Yeah.
But like two FBI meetings.
Me too.
Yeah.
I also have thought about whether or not I can. Actually, I've worn not elephant pants, but like I've worn those types of pants to the office. I just make them all black so that they are not so obviously hippie.
Yeah. See, but I don't think she would.
Yeah. No. She's proud, and I respect it. They are comfy, and I think we should wear them to meetings because why not? Okay, so yeah. So Monica's here. She's like, I'm taking over, and I am just gonna poke holes in everything that you've been doing, especially to Scully. So she's like, yep, this is like, I know you're she like starts out by kind of not accusing, but Scully definitely takes it this way of being like saying that they're there because it involves Scully. And Scully's like, I'm remaining objective, which is not true. But I think she pretty quickly is like, well, you guys kind of like, your judgment is clouded. You're too close to this. Like, you can't realistically give a solid idea of what happened here because you are too involved in it and you have personal gains because of it. Like,
which is fair.
Yeah. No, totally. Like, so Scully should not be investigating this case.
No.
Like, you know, like Scully.
Also, she was supposed to take time off.
Like, a lot of these cases, it's like, really, your judgment is clouded. You're not looking at this objectively. So she comes in, she's like a third party kind of middleman, but she's also, I think, more complex than she's very smart.
Yeah. Did we say her theory yet?
No, we haven't. She's the one that suggests that it's a cult that...
Like a Heaven's Gate-esque cult.
Yeah, like they are all believers. They're like-minded people, like Mulder, like all these people that truly believe in UFOs and like believe that this is reality. So...
And that when it turned... into the millennium that aliens were gonna come get them,
right,
and take them away. So, and now they're returning bodies, which Scully's not
happy about this at all. No, I think she's pretty insulted. I think she's also a little mad that she has lost her like
ground
hard science like background where like she's the logical one. I think she's a little pissed that she's like I'm the crazy person that's screaming about my partner getting abducted by aliens. Like, of course there's a logical explanation for this, like why didn't I think of it? But she's also been through so much, so she knows.
Yeah, but also at the same time is like, how dare you like accuse my partner of being able to join a cult because he's not that stupid.
So true. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, don't, like, you don't even know him. Yeah. And that's the thing. Then Monica is kind of like flips the script and is like super woo woo towards Scully and is like, I didn't say that I don't believe in aliens. Like, I do, and all this stuff. Why doesn't she think it was aliens in this case? I forget.
Because they didn't kill Teresa. She thinks that it's not aliens because they like cared enough to not kill her when they returned her body.
Yeah,
right.
I think,
because
so.
I'm guessing she doesn't think that like aliens can be empathetic, and if it's a cult with like humans, then they might have like a soft spot for their members or something like that. I don't fully remember. But it had something to do with, like, the way that they returned her, even though she was in, like, fucking awful condition.
Yeah.
She's like, well, at least I didn't kill her. Boom, boom. Gotta give them credit where credit's due, you know?
Yeah, so true, God. So true.
It's like current dating.
However, what actually is going on, so Teresa is now at a compound, and... we see her be miraculously healed by
someone
Smith.
Else we're supposed to know.
Yeah, wait, it's
Jeremiah Smith, and I know we've had him before. I just do not fucking remember him at all. He was a hybrid alien clone and a member of the resistance against the syndicate who exhibited healing and shape-shifting abilities. He gained public attention after saving the lives of several people following a shooting in the fast food restaurant. That's what it was.
Huh.
You
know what? I think that sometimes X-Files, like when did that person become important? I don't feel like that's a notable role.
He was in Talitha Kumi and Herrenvolk. The Talitha Kumi is the fast food shooting one. That's the season 3 finale.
I do remember that.
And then Herrenvolk was in season 4, episode 1. What happened in this one? Jeremiah Smith takes Mulder to a farm where he finds several girls who are clones of his sister. Why he's important. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So he heals Teresa. Completely, like, puts his palm on her forehead and everything just disappears. She's good again. And someone is watching this happen.
Because she literally looked like she went through, like, a Saw game.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Well, I mean, she pretty much did.
Yeah.
Like, they were experimenting on her.
Well, that's what, like, the doctor said, too. They're like, we've never fucking seen anything this, like, cruel and sadistic, which is fucking awful. And, of course, said that in front of Scully. So she's like, my baby. My baby's getting experimented on. I don't like this. Thank you.
And also is like, what did I block out too?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, like she's also like, she's experienced this. But Teresa's good. She's cured of her injuries. She's fine now. We follow Monica, who is, she's like driving down the, in the desert over near where the UFO was spotted, because I think it's supposed to be like the same place that they found the other body, right?
I think so.
And she is literally like about to see a UFO, but then her car stalls and she ends up seeing Smith and the man, Absalom, who was there when he cured Teresa. They're taking a body. They like wrap this body up in a blanket and throw it in the truck. And then I mean, to their credit, they were like trying to be careful and like gentle about it. But then Monica yells and is like, FBI, like stay where you are or whatever. So obviously they're like, we gotta go. So they just like throw the guy in the back and start driving.
Well, from her point of view, it looks like someone's kidnapping somebody.
Right. Yeah.
Like she doesn't fucking know, but that kind of helps her like cult theory.
The other thing is that once they leave, she looks over and finds Gary's body, which is...
He was also abducted before Mulder, right?
Well, that's the kid's friend. That's Richie's friend. But yes.
Okay. Yeah, because that's who Richie was like looking for.
Yeah, that's why he's in Montana. So she finds his body. He is not alive. So there goes that theory. And Monica... is able to basically track down who the truck was registered. She remembers the license plate number. She tracks down who it was registered to.
This man has a wanted poster.
Yeah.
Because he's a leader, a cult leader. His name is Absalom, right?
Yeah, Absalom.
A cult leader who believed aliens would take over the Earth at the millennium. But then we also go back to, like, this compound that they're at, where Jeremiah Smith, they're calling him the healer man because I don't think they want us to, like, put two and two together yet. But they're, like, all outside, and the Jeremiah comes running out and tells Absalom that, like, they're coming. And they're like, who the fuck are they? Thinking that, like, maybe it's the aliens are coming finally to get everybody inside, but it's the FBI. Here to stop everything, arrest the people. But Absalom is taken by Skinner while Scully finds Teresa just fully back to normal, good.
Yeah. And they can't find Smith. They don't know where he is. So obviously Scully like calls over Monica and is like, I need you guys to see this. And they go to basically investigate what's going on, like interrogate Absalom, who tells Scully and Doggett that, which I mean sounds like the truth, he's like, I did not hurt anyone, I'm not trying to hurt anyone, I found out that people keep getting dropped here by fucking UFOs and I take them and I'm like save them.
Basically doing the exact opposite of what they all thought he would be doing.
Yeah. And they end up looking at the video of the raid. They end up finding where Smith went because he literally steps through a doorway and transforms into Doggett.
And Doggett's like, I ain't never been in that bitch. That ain't me.
Which also explains how the doctor was apparently in two places at once the night that Teresa disappeared. So it's like, it's not looking good because he can shapeshift, so they're never going to find him.
Is this the first time Doggett's like seen something like this? Like,
no, really? You think so?
Well, like since joining the X-Files, like visual proof. of something?
I don't know. I feel like he has.
Because, like, we had the worm incident, the Jesus worm.
Jesus worm, yeah.
But, again, another cult. Icky. But also, I'm thinking maybe just, like, seeing something like that for the first time, but also, like, being the, like, quote-unquote victim of it.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, he can remember where the fuck he was, and he's never been in that place. And he's right there watching himself on screen. So he's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Fuck no. Which I think is helpful for him, hopefully. It is, kind of.
So they're like, okay, we know that Smith is still in the compound. Like, we have to go find him. Scully runs in, and she sees Smith, because even though most of him is transformed, he is still wearing Nike shoes. So he caught himself. She confronts him, is like, I know who you are. Like, I know what you're doing. I'm, like, done with your shit. Then Skinner comes up and yells at her and is like, we found Mulder. And so she obviously gets immediately distracted and is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because when they were interrogating him, she was like, have you seen this man? Like, I know you're hiding something. Like, please just, like, tell me if you've seen him. And he says no.
Yeah.
So when she, like...
But she showed him a picture of Mulder, so...
Yeah.
That is good to know.
This part made me so sad.
Yeah. So she sees Mulder. She sees Mulder's body in the woods. And she immediately races back, hoping that he can be healed, that they can save him.
He's dead.
Yeah.
But she knows a healer.
A UFO beam just beams him up. Yeah. Like, the aliens just take him right out of the room he's being held in. And that's when
Scully sees
Scully
all of this.
Screams and is like, this is not happening.
Yeah.
And that's where we end.
Yeah. She gets so sad, like, thinking about
it's
Mulder
so
dying, and
sad.
It made me sad.
Yeah. Also, this is a one of two, right?
I think so.
Is it a to be continued?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so
I think at the very end. Do you have anything? Do you want to talk about anything?
I want to talk about stuff. I'm trying to make sure that it doesn't, I don't think anything's spoilers, but I think the biggest thing is that this is really like the return of David Duchovny coming back a little bit. And so we do get a little bit more Mulder. Because he finally like settled his contract dispute, and I don't know. Isn't that part two though? I don't really want to fuck. I don't want to create any spoilers.
Yeah, it's called Dead Alive. I don't know.
That's okay.
Because I have a few things that are, I think, specific to this one, but they're also not, like, super plot related.
It's okay. Yeah, go for them. It's fun.
This episode was the highest rated of the season. And
really?
Had 16.9 million viewers on the day that it came out, which is fucking crazy.
Damn.
And then how we were talking about Monica being introduced. So apparently it was always intended that Monica Reyes would be introduced at this juncture in the series, as she was being groomed to take over for Gillian Anderson's quote-unquote assumed absence in season 9, if there was even going to be a season 9. So when the series got renewed, Gillian stayed on. So they reduced her capacity, and Monica started being a little bit more of a major character.
Yeah,
because she was having like disputes about scheduling, right? Because she wanted the like 2 weeks on, 1 week off thing.
Yeah,
so she could like spend it with her kid. So maybe they thought that like they weren't going to agree on an agreement for next season. I don't know. Also, Annabeth Gish is like fucking so cool.
Yeah.
she's in like almost not everything, but she's in a fuck ton of things.
She's in everything.
Well, she's in like, I know she was in Midnight Mass. I believe she was in like a handful of the Mike Flanagan things. She was in Fall of the House of Usher. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, she was the doctor.
SLC Punk.
In Midnight Mass. She was in Haunting of Hill House too. Okay, yeah. So she's been like a handful of his things. I feel like I watch so many random movies or shows and she's just in there. I'm like, okay, cool. Hey, Monica.
Do you have anything else?
No, that was it.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, overall, I think it was a good episode. I'm excited for next week. Should we get into next week a little bit?
Yep. So season 8, episode 15 is Dead Alive. So 3 months after Mulder's funeral, another dead alien abductee comes back to life. Skinner exhumes Mulder, hoping that he too can be revived. Skinner faces an impossible decision when Krycek offers him a vaccine that can save Mulder. So both your boys coming back.
I know. Going to be a good episode.
Yay. What right. A wild time jump. I do not remember it being that big of a time jump, but that's okay.
All right.
Okay. So
stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe. So spooky.
Bye.
Cool. Bye.